Hey, I'm Julie Johnson, and welcome to the Julie Johnson Podcast for the Business Gal. I am a teen entrepreneur, CEO, and founder of Julie Johnson Creative, a social media marketing agency. And this podcast is for you if you're the type of gal who wants to turn your passion into a business. Now let's talk social media, business, entrepreneurship, lifestyle, and so much more just for you from me every single week. Now, without further ado, let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Julie Johnson, the host of the Julie Johnson Podcast for the Business Gal. And for today, I am doing 17 things I learned at 17. My birthday has recently passed, July 1st, so I thought I should do a advice kind of podcast, just what I've learned over my 17 years. I do want to give a few updates, one being that I now have a set schedule when I will be putting up podcasts Monday and Wednesday. Mondays will be solo episodes, just giving advice, tips, productivity updates, just kind of fun types of podcasts about life. And then on Wednesdays, they will have guest speakers. So yes, we will be having our first guest speaker on Wednesday. And I'm so excited. They are really fun, interesting, and I haven't filmed with them yet, or I haven't recorded with them yet, but I know just from their story, it's going to be super interesting for you guys. So enough of me speaking. Without further ado, let's get into this podcast. So the first lesson that I have learned from just being 17 is that high school stays in high school. And what I mean by that is high school, even though it's just almost like a bubble, honestly, especially in the city I'm in, the city itself, we all consider a bubble. And high school's a bubble. You know, once you go out into the real world and college, I know that it's going to be a lot different. Starting my business really opened up a lot for me, and just seeing how a lot of high schoolers don't, especially my peers, they just don't realize that there is so much more out there that we can be doing now, which actually is another point that I'll bring up later. So the second thing that I want to go over that I've learned is you're never too young to take initiative. Which kind of goes off of what I just said. My business, for example, a lot of teenagers and my peers, they won't start businesses, and they have these initiatives and they want to work for themselves and they have this drive, but it's almost like they're scared. They don't have the confidence. They don't think they'll make it. And I think that is such a false pretense, because there are so many things that teenagers can do. All we have to do is take initiative and take that first step. You don't need a huge amount of money to start, especially if it just all depends on what you're trying to get into. Find a mentor part-time at some place that will give you more experience and education in what you want to do. And yeah, that's exactly what I did. I definitely recommend to any teenagers out there listening to this is to take initiative, because we are never too young. I took initiative and I thought I would receive a lot of backlash for it, and I really didn't. I've had so much support from the niche I'm in and the community, from my friends, from peers that I thought were gonna bash on it. It's just been a great experience. So I highly recommend to take initiative and start what you want to start. So the third thing that I want to go over is indulge in books that teach you something. So this doesn't really have anything to do with business per se, but I have ever since quarantine, I have been obsessed with books. I don't know. They're just so good. It's like a newfound love for me. And I don't even know how many books I've read, but just too many to count. And I can't get enough. And they're not just nonfiction books. I mean, they're not just fiction books about fairy tales and genies and I don't know, whatever fiction books consist of for you. They're actually nonfiction books about leadership and about marketing, because that's what I do in my business. And they're all books about, you know, leading effectively, effective communication, and things that will actually benefit me in the long run, instead of learning about Dungeons and Dragons or wizards and things like that. I will admit, though, that I do read classic literature, which would be considered fiction for the most part. So that includes The Beautiful and Damned, Pride and Prejudice, Little Woman, Uncle Tom's Cabin, things like that, which Uncle Tom's Cabin, I guess, is nonfiction, but you get my point. So I do read fiction, of course, but my point is to indulge in books that teach you something, because we are all consuming so much in our lives, whether that's through music, TV, just media in general, our environment. We are all humans, and we take in what we are, what our environment consists of, right? So I know that reading in particular, we all can, even though not all of us like to read, when we do read, we should be reading things that actually will benefit us in the long run, that empower us, and again, for teenagers, help us take initiative. So it's my little tangent right there. The fourth thing is natural beauty, because I've learned that natural beauty is beautiful. So I used to always want to get my lashes done, my nails done, my eyebrows done, and don't get me wrong, I still love doing those. I do those occasionally, but I have definitely changed my lifestyle in terms of how I view makeup and just my hair and everything. Beauty-wise, just everything, my perspective has changed. And I think, so for example, skincare. I don't use makeup anymore. I have lash extensions on right now, so of course I just wear that, but nothing else. And even when I don't have lash extensions on, the most makeup I'll wear is probably an eyebrow liner and mascara. That's really it. I don't do face makeup because it's just so gross for your skin. And I've been really into skincare. Skincare is my favorite thing, and that's what I focus on. Because if your skin is glowing, it'll outshine the makeup that you think is gonna either cover up acne or make you feel look better, whatever it may be. So I personally don't really use makeup anymore because I believe that natural beauty, especially outside of the US, is beautiful, and we should all embrace that, even if people expect us to wear makeup and dress nice and all these things. Even if that makes you feel good, and it may be a self-esteem booster, I don't know, but for me, I just feel so authentic when I'm just natural and natural. You get it. I think you get my vibe. Okay, so the next thing is, at the end of the day, I'm the only one I can count on. So there are plenty of people who've doubted me. This is outside of my business, just in life in general. People have obviously doubted me and didn't believe I could do things, or just, you know, things like that. We all go through those times where people doubt us. We all have those people in our lives. Haters are gonna hate, you know? But I've realized that it's not up to me what they think. I can't control their thoughts. And I can only control how I react. And which sounds cliche, right? But I can also control who I depend on and put my faith in and my trust in. And I can definitely know I should rely on myself. If I have a vision, I should definitely go out chasing that vision, because that is something that I see, tunnel vision all the way. And if someone else doesn't see that vision, that's okay. That's their opinion, but I know I can do it, and I should rely on me. And in the end, you're the only one that can make that happen, and you're the only one that can take that initiative again. So again, you're the only one you can rely on. So the sixth thing is budget. So in all my 17 years, I'd say I've been working since I was 12, just working for myself with part-time jobs, working for businesses, companies, really everywhere. I've had all sorts of jobs. And I've learned a lot about money and budgeting. And budgeting, especially since my parents encourage me to pay bills because they want me to be prepared for life after high school. I've pay for my own car, the insurance, gas, phone bill, things like that. Things that pertain to me, I usually pay for, and that requires me to budget. If I get a paycheck, it's not up to me to just spend it. I have bills I need to pay, right? And even though it's not technically under my name because I'm a minor, it doesn't change the fact that that's a responsibility on my part, and that is something that I need to take care of. So budgeting is my best friend. I love to budget. I budget a monthly budget all the time. I set economic goal or financial goals for myself, quarterly, monthly too, but huge goals quarterly. And I think it's a great opportunity for high schoolers to budget, especially if we have a job, even if you don't have bills to pay. Highly recommend because it teaches you so much about money and when to spend it, when not to spend it, and wisely spending it in general. One thing I would say about budgeting, though, is you've got to stick to it. It's pointless to make it forget about it or be like, oh, it's okay if I spend this much on a concert ticket. I mean, I'll just work a little extra harder. I'll take up more hours, shifts, whatever. No. Budget and follow through with it. Yes, you can take up more shifts for extra money, but that money can just be an extra pocket money for charity or for a friend or anything like gas, you know, things, emergency savings. It could go anywhere. But budget and stick with it. So another lesson that I've learned is natural products do wonders. So this kind of goes up to the lesson I learned before about natural beauty is beautiful. Natural products truly do wonders on skin, hair, nails, everything. I think my favorite natural product is coconut oil, because it is it. You can use it on really anything. On some of them, you can even cook with it, and you can use it on your nails and hair to grow. You can use it on your skin, and in fact, that's what I use it for. Because I actually have extensions, so my hair is already long, and my nails just naturally grow out really fast. So I don't usually use it for growth, but I use it in replacement of lotion. And I've noticed I've done that since about January now, so 7 months. My skin is so smooth. When I tell you that I have never felt my skin so smooth, and when people touch my arm or something, my hand, they're like, wow, you have such smooth skin. And I always thought that was a weird compliment, but I was thinking about it, and the more research I did on coconut oil, because there's so many uses for it, it's truly the coconut oil, which is crazy. Another is like tea instead of coffee or chemical-free makeup, which helps your skin. Anyways, I don't really wear makeup, but I used to use Origins, which is an Asian-based company that has chemical-free makeup except for the preservatives in it. So I highly recommend that brand if you are into makeup. It's a bit on the pricier side, but usually higher quality makeup costs a little more. You know, it's a balance. So, another lesson that I've learned, because I have lost track at which number I am at, is Amazon.com is truly my hero. And I can say this confidently that most of the things I actually buy, I don't go shopping a lot, but everything I usually buy is from Amazon. Because it's just got everything. My purses, books. Really anything, especially during quarantine. You know, Amazon is getting some really big business because people who are, you know, actually stuck in quarantine, they can't leave their house, or just people in general who are staying at home and are in a stay-at-home order, then, you know, Amazon is the way to go. So I highly recommend Amazon. I have Prime Student, and it's awesome. They have Amazon, you know, they got Kindle, they've got Amazon or Prime TV, they have books. There are so many things that come with Amazon Prime and everything that Amazon has to offer. How can you not say you love Amazon? I don't understand. But yeah, Amazon is a hero. Another lesson that I've learned, I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I am on the 9th lesson. The 9th lesson is TV waste your time. So ever since quarantine and I have left school, well, really longer than that, because I was so busy with school and just life, I never really watched TV. And, you know, quarantine, you would think, oh, it's the time to relax, unwind, and watch Netflix. But nope, that was not me. I don't really watch TV. And when I do, it's like documentaries. I've been trying to listen to the news more, especially during this time, which I keep saying. And I tried to watch history channels and things that I'm going to learn from and benefit from, because again, it's all about what you indulge and what you spend your time doing matters, because we don't all live forever. This is our one life and we need to make the most of it, right? That's just my little spiel of the day. The 10th one is actively trying new things. So especially, I'm telling you, quarantine has changed my whole outlook on life. But one of the things that I started doing in quarantine is actively trying to learn new things, right? So that is French. I did try learning French, which I've learned I'm terrible at pronunciation, but great at memorization, because it's just a Latin-based language and I know Spanish a lot more than French, and it's very similar in some ways, but pronunciation-wise, totally different, right? So French, I've taken up reading, obviously, and actually gardening. I have just bought some white sage that I really want to grow, so we'll see how that goes. I'll keep you updated. And then painting, I do watch some Bob Ross paintings, and I bought myself some oil paints and canvases to try it out on. I'll let you know that I'm terrible, but you know, it's a work in progress. But things like that, walking around my neighborhood, doodling, just all sorts of things, actively trying new things, especially because we're all at home. It's a great way to improve yourself and see what you're interested in. And if any other teenagers out there, or college students, millennials, Gen Zs, if any of us, because I know there are a ton of us that are still trying to figure out what we want to do in life, and trying new things can really help you discover how you think and what you want and just you. So that's a great reason why you should start, if anything. The 11th thing is Facebook isn't for quote-unquote old people. And I mean this. So it's a long-running joke that Facebook is for old people. Ha ha ha, very funny, right? But in reality, it is such a great networking opportunity, social media tool that you can use in your daily life with friends, with family members who may not have Instagram or may not be very tech savvy, so they use Facebook. Facebook is great, like I said, for networking, and I especially learned this in my business, just being able to find Facebook groups that I truly thrive in, that I love being a part of and engaging in, and meeting so many cool people. I cannot explain to you enough that if I could choose one social media, it's between Facebook and Instagram, and Facebook owns Instagram, so I think it's a 2-in-1 awesome duo. So just putting that out there, if you haven't tried Facebook and you're my age, definitely give it a shot. So the 12th thing is don't care about what your peers think. So this is such a cliche about don't care what others think of you, and it's a whole self-esteem thing, but I'm telling you that when I started my business, I had to think of myself and how I was going to help others first, not what my peers were going to think. It's not a them thing. It's a you thing. So don't let others tear you down. Again, it's kind of the lesson I learned before about at the end of the day, you're the only one you can rely on, because either way, there's going to be haters. And at an insecurity level, again, you cannot care what other people are going to think, because they're going to try to tear you down. If they see you have it great in life, and they may be jealous, guys or girls, they're going to try to diminish, lower what you think or how you think that particular thing is going. They're going to try to make you feel guilty for that success, try to diminish how it really is, kind of play it low, when in reality you might be a six-figure multi-serial entrepreneur living in Bali. You know what I mean? So I think it's definitely worth your time to, again, invest in yourself instead of others, and don't let your peers influence what you think or do or say, period. The 13th thing, I believe? 13th, yes. The 13th thing is to find supportive people. And you may be asking yourself, well, I feel like no one supports me. Well, then go online and find supporters. You know, there's always going to be someone who sees the vision. And I know for me and my business, I had this idea, scared that other people were going to judge me or say it wasn't worth my time or something I could do. And as soon as I started reaching out for help and mentors and advice on how to start, I realized there were so many opportunities to get a support group, because I'll be honest, my family isn't the biggest supporter. Well, part of my family, and I had to find support in other areas. And I found that through Facebook groups, I found that through teachers, I found that through a million different sources. But if you look hard enough, even if you feel like there's not enough support in your life, trust me, there is, and I know you can find it. The 14th thing is to take advantage of opportunities. These are starting to sound very similar, I know, but there, yes, there is a difference. And I'm going to say, I heard something a few days ago, actually. I totally forgot who said it, but they were saying, as a young person, young entrepreneur, that we have so many opportunities that we may not be able to do later on in life. And that could be due to a career or a college or a family, anything of that nature. It might not be possible. And as a teenager, we have the safety net that we have of being a minor and being protected in our families. Now is the time to try to make something to take initiative. Yes, always take initiative and try new things and take those opportunities that you see can benefit you. Okay, if you see it for yourself, even if others don't, you see something greater coming out of it, take it. Let them know that this is important to you. Let the supporters know that this is the time you need their support. You know what I mean? So take those opportunities and roll with them. So the 15th thing is to not stress about grades in high school. So this could be middle school too, of course, and elementary school, especially in elementary school and middle school, actually, because those grades don't go on a transcript to college. But it is important to actually learn the material. There is a difference between grades, like learning for grades and learning for value, right? So I've learned that even if I get a C on a test or something, I know that C is just a grade that goes into my average. It's not a actual number, letter, whatever on my transcript. That is just part of the average. That doesn't necessarily mean that I only know 70% of the course. That means I only know 70% of that topic or that unit, right? So my goal in the end is to learn from high school at least the basics so that it can set me for life. And that's what I try to do. I don't see 1C as the end of the world. I see it as I strive to get A's because I want to know at least 90% of the course that I'm taking. It takes a lot of stress off you and it gives you a lot more value, right? Okay, so the 16th thing is meditation is key. So I was actually talking to a psychic yesterday. She was in a summit that I was in called the Branded Babe Summit. I definitely posted a lot about it on my Instagram story for my business. And one of the speakers was a psychic, and she gave me a free reading. And she was telling me it is so important to do a spiritual release. That could be meditation. That could be yoga. That could be something within your religion. It could be anything, right? And I want to adopt the practice of meditation. And my family does it, all of them really, but I've never really tried it, I guess. I've never been dedicated to it. I've never actually participated in it, right? So I think it's so important that we all have a release of some sort, whether you believe in a higher power or not, definitely a release of something. And meditation is great for, again, learning yourself. It teaches you to focus and so much. I did a lot of research on meditation after I spoke with her, and it does so many benefits for you. So that is something I'm going to start trying. That is something I learned, right? But it's not something I've done yet. So finally, the 17th thing that I would say is ingest healthy food to get in the habit for the future. And when I was also talking to this psychic, she was saying that not only is it important to ingest good materials such as books or podcasts or whatever you choose to do, it's important to ingest healthy food. So non-chemical food, fruits, veggies, things that are good for you, not all starchy carbs. And even if you're an athlete, of course, eating healthy. Yes, you are burning calories. I've been an athlete. I've been in plenty of sports. I know what it's like to just think I'm athletic, I am sporty, I burn a lot of calories, I work out a lot, I can eat whatever I want. But guess what? You can be a better athlete if you eat better. Just like you can be the best self you can be if you eat better. You will feel better, trust me. Your skin will clear up. All the benefits that you get from just vegetables and fruits and non-chemical, more organic foods will help you so much. Processed foods are so terrible. I have finally gotten back in the habit of changing my diet and my appetite to not even like processed foods anymore. So when I think of a restaurant, I'm not feeling cravings. I'm feeling more, ew, that's kind of gross. I'm not feeling that. You know what I mean? You are what you eat. Right? I've heard that saying before. I think that's a great saying to say because you are what you eat and you want to get in the habit now before you're either in college and you gain the freshman 15 or you are in just life and you don't have time to constantly be working out and you're already in the habit of eating, overeating, eating unhealthy, all that stuff. So just get in the habit now. Alright guys, so that is the 17 things that I've learned in 17 years. Hopefully this gave you some insight into maybe some things that you want to try. Maybe you've learned something. Let me know. DM me on Instagram. I respond to all DMs. I would love to chat with you guys. Also, I would love your support. In the show notes, there is a button where you can show some support by giving a small amount. Of course, this is not mandatory. This is completely optional. It'll just help me a lot with equipment and providing better quality for you guys. And as I said at the beginning, Monday and Wednesday is my upload schedule for season one, at least. And I will be having guest speakers and just solo episodes. So I will see you guys all on Wednesday. Thank you guys so much for watching. Bye.